It's so good when the Holy Spirit shows up. I've been in meetings in years past, and I've literally sat under tabernacles, particularly one in Taylorsville, North Carolina, when God would show up and the Holy Spirit would begin to move. And it was just like a blanket being pulled over the congregation. You could feel it from the back coming to the front. We're serving an awesome, mighty God tonight. The world laughs at us. The world makes fun of us. And they're trying to even shut us up. But praise God, I think it's going to be hard to shut this crowd up tonight. Everybody's been saying, well, when's Brother Ken going to preach? Praise God, he finally got here. Brother Ken Bowman from Bowden, Georgia. You make him welcome tonight. I'll tell you what. He loves the Lord, and he don't mind getting excited. Amen, brother. Amen. 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 Well, fella, you gonna shake me a hand? Everybody but me, brother.
Well, I'd rather be life is short, but eternity's long. Glad I know the God of eternity. I'm glad that he introduced me to his son. Because without his son, I'd be headed to hell tonight. But by his goodness and his grace, glad he loved us, sought us. I'd rather... Come here a minute, son. Where'd you go? William, where'd you go? Where'd you go? Couldn't you come here? Sing. Come here a minute. Sing another verse out there you just sang. I'd rather be just singing a cappella. You don't even know music. Sing. So if I could sing like you, I'd sing all the time.
I'd rather have Jesus.
Would you?
Silver or gold.
He's wonderful.
I'd rather be his.
I'd rather be his.
Than have riches untold.
Glad the Baptist ain't got me.
I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led.
Rather.
By his nail pierced hands, than to be a king of a vast old names, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather than anything.
That's what Moses says.
This world affords
today. Oh, I'd rather have Jesus. I won't say something right there before I go any further, because I'm at home tonight. God has allowed me to have some things in this life, but I ain't never had nobody ain't never had nothing like Jesus. Oh, God has been so good to me. He said he'd see about all of our needs according to his riches and glory. You know what I found out about this God of the Bible? Not only will he let you have some of your needs, he'll give you some of your wants also. Said he'd give you the desires of your heart if you just serve him. If you just serve him, he said, I'd do something for you that nobody else could do. And he said, if you just serve me, I'd do something for you nobody else would ever do. Because I love you so much. I won't let you know I think a lot about you. I'm glad I got a God tonight that thinks a lot about his children. Thank God. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. If I get saved again, I would tonight. Because if it gets any better, I don't know what I'm going to do. This time last year, I limped up these steps. Now, I'll be honest with you, Brother Brian, I didn't know if I'd ever get to preach another meeting again. But the God of this Bible, for some reason or other, he seen fit to let me be back in his house one more time. Oh, and I bless him. I bless him for it. You say, preacher, you sure you Baptist? I don't know if I am or not. I'll just be honest with you. I don't know. I'd have messed some of y'all up. But I'm glad that he knows me tonight. That one old fella I started pastoring, he gave me a little Baptist handbook. And he said, here, now you need this right here. I said, what's that man know about pastoring a church where I'm going to pastor? Amen. Right. Boy, if the Holy Ghost can't get it done, it won't get done. Amen. Now relax, I'm Baptist. You say, if you wasn't Baptist, what would you be? Ashamed. But I love all of you tonight. Ain't you glad God ain't looking at Baptist on our heart? Amen. I sure am glad he knows his children, though. Ain't God good to us? Oh, I'd rather be. Rather be. Rather be. You say, preacher, this don't happen when I go to church. Well, won't you get in a church where it does happen? Gas too high to drive to a dead church. Amen. I'd rather be. What I like about the Holy Ghost, he'll tear your program up.
Amen.
That's what a lot of Baptists need, is their program tore up.
Amen.
Boys, I got thinking while ago, your mama up singing.
Yeah.
Boy, God made her for that. God give you boys a daddy that loves God. I wished I'd had that kind of heritage. Somebody said, "Preacher, I didn't have all that. I didn't either. So I just started me one."
Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yeah.
I never read in the Bible where I couldn't have church where I went to church. Boy, I'd rather be. I wish I could sing like that boy. That's just a blessing, ain't it? I'm going to tell you something. If I didn't have something burning in me, I'd get so far under these pews, you'd never see me tonight. Boy, God's here.
Amen.
Boy, he's just so good. I come to tell you, I ain't got to preach. I done found out that verse, he meant business. Without me, you can do nothing. Whew. Man, let's... No, nobody give that back. No, too many rednecks in this building. It's deer hunting time. Somebody pawn it and get a shotgun. Amen. Oh, God's so good. Just do me a favor then. Come, sing one more verse of it, and let me try to preach. Oh, I bless the name of the Lord. Can I say something before he does real quick? Can I? Brother Jimmy Fleming's sitting back here. Pastor and give his life to this county. Man sitting right here is pastor to give his life for this county. Ain't it amazing? These men go to heaven, they won't name a road after them.
Yeah.
But they ought to.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Brian, old man named Monroe Wiggins died in our county. I seen him preaching with the power of God as a lost man. He scared me to death. But he had something that I wanted. Seen thousands saved in the 50s, 60s. He died and bowed. They ought to shut the town down that day. They ought to roll the sidewalks up. Brother Norman with the Primitives died this week. He didn't die. He just checked out of here. I didn't see that it made Fox News. But you'd let old Kid Rock light out, that'd have lit his name up. But let me tell you, there's a name above all names tonight.
Yes.
Holds above all names.
There's
never been a name like his name. He walked out on a stormy sea one night, and his young'uns is all messed up. Peter said something. Lord, if it's you,
then I want to get closer to you. Bid me to come. And so he said the most wonderful words ever been put in that Bible. Come. Brother Brown used to get on that crowd and sat back there in that boat and didn't go, but he didn't tell them to come. Peter stood up and said, you boys, stay here a minute. Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to you on the water. And this is what that Bible said. This amazing thing about the Bible. He said he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Then there's another great, great word there. He began to sink. And I love what the Lord done. He caught him. And you know what he said to him? Oh, thou little faith. If little faith let him walk on water, where would big faith take me and you tonight? Where would it take? Now, if it's to get in where I want to preach, don't y'all stop nothing. Now, if it's to get in where I want to preach, I'm going to save 3 points. I'm going to get right to what God wants me to say. I'm going to be done. Moses. He married Jethro's daughter. Put him on the backside of the desert 40 years and let him lead a little handful of sheep around. Nobody knowed him. He never went to town. But he found out who God was on the backside of the desert. Moses come around the mountain Horeb one morning. There's a bush caught afire. And out of that bush, he used a repetitive voice. Moses, Moses. And he looked and the bush was not consumed. A lot of you about burn out tonight. You know why? You're just not filled with fire. If you'd get filled with fire, you wouldn't be consumed so easy. Aren't you glad you can go to a church where a bush has caught a fire and he's calling folks' name out of the bush? Glad he knows my name. Moses, Moses. This is what he said. He said, said a mouthful, really. Here I am. He said, before you really get to know me, take your shoes off. Because you're standing on holy ground. Got to thinking when he said that. I preach a sermon there really leads up to this thought where he took his shoes off. God spoke to him out of that bush. You know, God don't beat around the bush. He don't beat around the bush about his preacher. Moses, Moses, come here, I got something for you to do. Before you come any further, something in you gotta agree on. He said, see ya, I've schooled you back over yonder. Now I'm calling you to do something that you can't do yourself. He said, me? Yeah, me. Calls you. God don't beat around the bush about his preacher. God don't beat around the bush about his people. You know what he said when he said, here I am? He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Honey, he didn't say I was the God of Abraham. He said, I'm the God right now. Let me know there's hope beyond this grave. Some of y'all will get that tomorrow night. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac. Aren't you glad this old world, it's a lot more to it than just this? The same God that was his God when he took Isaac up was the same God that said, I am the God. Aren't you glad we got a God that lives tonight? He don't beat around the bush about his preacher. He don't beat around the bush about his people. He don't beat around the bush about his power. You ever wondered this? He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I can understand Abraham, friend of God, took his son up. So in that we see the triune God. He said, I am the God of Abraham. There's God the Father. He said, I want you to know something. He said, I'm the God of Isaac. There's God the Son. Abraham took him up on the mount. All of a sudden, he heard a voice and said, God will provide himself a lamb. He become God-man for me and you. Hold on, I'm going somewhere. I just got way too much liberty. I'm trying to. He said, I'm the God of Abraham. There's God the Father. He said, I'm the God of Isaac. There's God the Son. But what's up with Jacob? You know who Jacob was? He's a supplanter. He's a trickster. He's like me and you. He didn't keep his word too good. All you boys done joined that promise-keeping bunch. You done lied. Look out now. Look out now. I feel a rabbit getting up. I understand the God of Abraham and Isaac, but Jacob? Jacob was a trickster. He's a liar. Swindler gives me hope. I know some of you folks got your halo turned way up, and I believe in doing right, living right, trying to do the best we can. I know that. But I want to say something. Nobody else don't know what you're doing. He knows what you're doing. But he's still your God tonight. We see him as Abraham, the God of Abraham, God the Father. We see him as Isaac, God the Son. But now we see him as the God of Jacob. He's the God of the Holy Ghost. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Don't care what you do now, how mean you get. Once you get saved, I'm your God. That gives me a lot of hope. That brings, Brother Milton, that grace word in play. So I'm glad I'm saved by grace, not by word. Matter of fact, me and you have done enough bad today to die and go to hell. But our God died for us to give us grace through his Son. And I done found out, I don't care how bad I get, how far out yonder I get, there's a God in heaven that lives in this house. And I can't do what I used to do. I can do it just a little bit, but I can't do it a long time. Because there's a God in there saying, don't do that no more. Brother Jimmy, I got respect for you, Brother Melvin. I mean, it's... Brother Brian, you're one of the greatest young preachers I know. I mean that. But at the end of the day, we better be honest with these people. We're human, and we need to know the God of that Jacob right there. Because the same God that kept him saved keeps every one of us saved. They said, Ken, I tell you why people don't like you so much. You're too honest. Jacob was a swindler. I come to tell you tonight, God don't beat around the bush about his preacher. Amen. You'll never have to wonder, did God call you to preach? He'll let you know. When in doubt, don't. One of my deacons come. Don't never be a deacon at Liberty Baptist Church or God's going to call you to preach. Will this whole man you up? Wish I could play like you. One of my deacons, Brother Melvin, come to me and said, I think God's called me to preach. I said, no, he ain't. Brother Brian, he come back about a month. He said, preacher, God's dealing with me to preach. I said, no, he ain't. Go back and sit down. Go to deaconing. He grabbed me one Sunday morning. Brother Melvin, he said, preacher, I got to tell the church. So I said, what you want to say? He said, preacher, I love you, but I don't care what you think. God's called me to preach. And boy, did God call him to preach. God has used that young man. He don't beat around the bush about his preacher. You better love the one God give you. They few far between. Boy, it's good, ain't it? It's bad a man enjoys his own preaching. Boy, it's a good spirit. You listen to me, church. You'll never go wrong being good to your preacher. That's right. You won't ever go wrong.
That's exactly
right. Love him. Help him.
Yeah.
Love his wife. She's so neglected. God don't beat around the bush about his preacher. I'm glad you called me to preach. God don't beat around the bush about his people. He said, I want you to know I'm still the God of Abraham. Hey, y'all remember when Lazarus got sick? Mary and Martha sent after him. You know what he said? He said, I ain't going down there yet. Finally, he said, all right, I got them about where I need them now. He said, come on, boys. He said, you going back down there again? They throwed rocks at you one time. He said, I'm going back. He said, matter of fact, I'm going to wake my friend out of his sleep. Oh, listen, young'uns. Oh, listen. If God is your friend on this side of the grave, he'll be your friend on the other side of the grave. He don't beat around the bush about his people. Lastly, it's where I want to get to. Some of you ain't going to like what I'm going to do, but I don't care. He don't beat around the bush about his presence. I wondered this. God could have said anything he wanted to say. He said, take off your shoes. I could see Moses Probably had sandals. I could see him say, well, you know, God, you know my name. Said, that bush ain't burned up yet. And I've seen a whole lot of bushes burn, but I ain't never seen one burn up. So I've never seen one wasn't burn up. This is what I got thinking, Brother Mavin. I said, God, why did you tell that man that? I want to know so bad. It's a reason you said that. First of all, I want to say this. God don't beat around the bush about his presence because he desires respect. Did you know in that culture, in that day, a slave didn't wear shoes? If there's ever been a time tonight that we better show God respect. It's tonight. For some reason or other, we live in a culture, in a country that we think God is not easily offended, but God is so easily offended. The Bible teaches he's grieved by the person of the Holy Spirit. Preacher, why'd he take his shoes off? Respect. He has all authority. He's on the throne. Ain't nobody like our God. Ain't nobody like you. Ain't nobody never going to be like him. We better put respect back in our church. Respect for God's house. God's preacher. Then I got to thinking. He took his shoes off and the Lord told me, he said, well, your next R is reliance. You ever tried to do anything with your shoes off? These little old young'uns tickle me. They'll go barefooted, run right out across the driveway, not even affect them. Take your shoes off, I'll go walk to the car tonight. Reliance. You see, he just told Moses, you need to go back over yonder where it didn't work out. That's where I want you to go to. He said, oh God, I can't do this by myself. He said, that's what I've been trying to get through to you. You need to rely on me. If there's ever been a verse, I believe with all my heart, without me you can do nothing, he showed me that. We've got to have him to raise our children. We've got to have him to keep our jobs. Got to have him to keep the doors of our church open. It's not about personality. We need the power of God in our churches.
Yes.
Say, preacher, I don't think I'd stand in front of everybody in suit, tie, and my sock feet. Well, that may be why God wouldn't call you to preach. Because he knows I'll climb in windows if he tells me to climb. Well, I'll try it. Reliance. And then I want to ask y'all something. I got two more, and I'm done. But I want to sit on your bench with you one more time. Take your shoes off. Respect. Give me the right of way. Preachers, you want to build a great church for God? Get out of the way. Christian, you want to do something for God? Give him the right of way. Respect. Reliance, we got to have him. Then I thought about this. It might have brought relief. You say relief. I don't care You can't find a better shoe than that. You know what that is? That's a FootJoy golf shoe. Pro golfers walk all day in them. Ain't nothing wrong with the shoe. But if you ever got just a little piece of gravel in a good shoe, but wouldn't it do good if we'd take our spiritual shoes off and get them things out of our shoes that's making us not walk real good the way we used to walk? Amen. Just a little, I mean just a little bitty thing in my shoe messes me up. I got two girls, three grandbabies. My youngest girl, I wish she was here tonight. I'd get her to stand up. That girl, she's a sight. I've preached here so many times, I probably told them I'm going to be real quick. I'm not going to be much longer. I'm trying to get my last point, but I'm really enjoying what I'm doing, so just be patient with me. I bought a nice street bike one day. Got it home. My wife said, did you pray about that? I said, oh yeah. I don't know why God wouldn't let me have a bike. It's not wrong for you to have one. Just wrong for me to have one. God made me sell it. Well, I got a grandkid. He loves, boy, he's Carhartt overalls, camouflage. He's real deal. Brother Melvin and I skid him across the driveway just to keep him the real deal. Bought him a bike. It was a dirt bike. Had it delivered. He got on it. I rode around the house a few times. He just loved it. He got off and God got to deal with me. Put the kickstand down on the thing, walked the house, I told Renee. I said, honey, this is the craziest thing. He said, God's going to make me sell that dirt bike. Just like any good woman would say. Well, he's done told you no, why don't you listen to him? So I sold it. Little Parker come to the house. He said, Pop, where's the red motorcycle? I said, it's at the doctor's, son. It's sick. And I got there to say this about this little thing. My girl walked up. She's real mouthy. This is what she said. She said, Daddy, I don't understand you. Little things bother you. Probably one of the greatest compliments that my kids has ever said. Just that little thing that God had put in my heart and said was wrong for me to do. You know what it's making me do? Boy, I'm going to tell you why. You say, well, this is camp meeting. Well, I'm headed to camp meeting. You know what? It's a blessing when you got something in one of these fine pair of shoes and you catch nobody looking. And you can undo them and hit them. Knock them gravel out of there, son. You can walk a whole lot better. Just a little thing. Y'all get a BB and put in your shoe and go down Walmart. Boy, wouldn't it do you good spiritually tonight to come around the altar and say, God, I need some relief. I need this out of my life. God, it's affected my walk. It's affected my witness. It's affected everything I'm doing. Then I said, God, I really want to know something about them shoes. Why did you tell him? He said, Ken, I want to talk to you a minute. You know, when we'll get still, get away from everything, God will talk to you. He said, what you do when you get home? What's one of the first things you do? As good as them are, Brother Brian, good as they were, you know what I do when I get home? I kick them off to rest. God said, you know, you can come around where I am, let your mind rest. You can come around where I am and you can rely on me and you can realize that you can rest with me. You don't have to do nothing by yourself. You can just rest. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I sure do need my mind to rest. God, just let my mind rest. Do you know why the church I pastor, there's probably 65-70% on medication just to let their mind try to rest? And I'm not against medication, thank God for it. I've had to use it. But the devil run you crazy if you don't learn how to rest your mind. You know what the devil will tell you? You've done something too long. He ain't your God no more. Oh, not our God. He loves us forever. Brother Melvin, isn't this amazing? Brother Jimmy, y'all been doing it longer than me. I'll be there 20 years Christmas morning where I pastor. One of my members is here tonight. Brother Vince, what you don't know is this. Last Sunday before last of our camp meeting, I got up to preach. And I don't know how many devils was against my mind that morning. I don't know how many was there. But just to shut me down. Ain't you glad that you got a God tonight that you can come around and say, Lord, I sure do need to rest. I've got children and grandchildren. Oh, I sure do need a place of rest. He plays tonight. I'd like to open this altar up before we go any further. I wonder, would you like to slide in a place beside God tonight? Spiritually, take your shoes off. Get you some relief. Get you some rest. He sure does love us tonight. Say, preacher, I just can't do it. He knows that. He wants you to know that so he can do it through you. Because ain't nobody like him. Would you come tonight? We open this altar. Whatever you need. I'm glad God don't beat around the bush about the needs of his people. Would you come tonight? Ask the God of this Bible to help you. Just like he helped Moses. Just like he's helped so many others. God, give me relief. God, give me rest. God, may I show you respect. Oh, God. I've got to rely on you, Lord. I just cannot do it alone. God, my little old grandyoungins. Oh, Lord, our church. These churches. Oh, God, give us rest of our mind and our spirits. Give us, God, relief with the things that has kept us from walking the way that we need to be walking. Oh, God, help me. Help these we praise you tonight. I want to thank you that you're my God, not only the God of Abraham, but thank you that you're my God tonight. Thank you for these saints of God that you're their God tonight. Thank you. Lord, without you, I'm convinced more than ever in my life I can do nothing. But Lord, you can do anything.
Domain or
in sin's dread sway. Oh, I'd rather have you, Jesus, than anything. This world's a fort today. Jesus than anything this world's affords today. I'd rather have you, Jesus.
And all God's people said, amen. Amen.